Well, Jim, when we spoke ahead of the semi-final, it was we talked about so far so good. Has it even gone better now?
We're delighted, Tom. We're delighted to be where we are, you know, and looking forward to the next few weeks, and hopefully we can get everything pulled together in that time frame.
Yeah, and it's old ground now. You know, does that make it easier? There are 2 years ago.
Well, it's old ground, but it's not as old ground as Kerry going for their 38th All Ireland. Yeah. But you know, we've been through the process, and you know. We're delighted to be where we are, and
does that make it easier, the fact that you've kind of experienced and so?
I suppose on a level it probably does. You know, they've gone through this type of situation in the media and the fans, and I suppose the hysteria in the county and all. They're all aware of that and what's involved in that, and hopefully not getting too involved in it and just focusing on the football side of things.
Yeah, we've talked a lot over the course of the year, you know, and it was one game at a time. Obviously, the first goal was to win promotion, then maybe retain it, bring back the Ulster title. Has the goals been set higher now?
No, I mean, the goal is the immediate game in front of us. Like, that has always been the goal. And, you know, you can't win the Ulster Championship without winning your first game, and that has been our mantra over the last 4 years, and it has served us very well. And you know, there's one more game left now, and it brings the season to an end. So hopefully we can go into Croke Park now and deliver a performance, and that's the key thing. And we got a really good performance the last day, but there'll be a lot of things the last day as well that we weren't happy about, and we've got to try and improve them for the final.
What were you not happy with?
Well, I suppose that's something that will probably stay in house, but you know, there'd be a number of things. There's a lot of things we work on every single day, and you know, we didn't deliver on them, and there was a lot of things we didn't deliver on against Armagh, but there were different things. So you know, for me, it's about trying to get that performance pulled together, because we're going to need 70 minutes to try and beat Kerry in the All-Ireland final. You're going to have to pull 70 minutes together, and you're going to have to be very consistent over the full 70.
Not an awful lot of people would have backed Donegal to be in the final. I don't think many would have backed Kerry to be there either.
Well, according to the reports, plenty of people backed the £1 million paid out in Donegal, but maybe that was because it was a true horse race and the odds were very, very high, and people said, well, sure, if I lose, it's not a big deal, and people threw a few pound on. But it's completely and utterly irrelevant, Tom, to be honest with you. You know, people forecasting and odds and that type of stuff, it's, for me,
you don't engage in that?
Not at all. I mean, nobody knows what's going on behind our dressing room. We could have three or four men down there with hamstrings that are nursing them and pretending that they're all right, and you know, vice versa, they could be flying, and nobody knows what's going on behind anybody's dressing room. So we just need to, you know, focus on ourselves. And if you bought into that, we wouldn't have won the game. We believe that we can win any game on its own merits if our preparations are right. So if we get everything right in the training, in the preparation phase and the training phase, the tactical side of things, the coaching side of things, and verbalising all that, and getting that message across, and getting the boys up to a level that you feel that they're very comfortable with it, and then the players themselves then taking ownership of it. If you can get to that situation, then, you know, I think that you can go into any game, no matter who it is, and be hopefully confident that you can get a performance level. And that's what our objective is now over the next number of weeks, is to get to a level in training consistently where we put ourselves in a good position to be competitive in the game.
Talk to me about Kerry. Are they a different type of challenge to Dublin?
They are, because every team in the country is different, you know, and everybody's got their own approach and style and philosophy. And, you know, they have a new management since we played them in 2012. They have different brand of football in some respects. They have a lot of young players that he's brought in, you know, they have a lot of legs in the team now, almost a new player on every line in the team, so that has given them a really fresh impetus. So we know what's ahead of us, you know. And
did we see a physical side to Kerry that we mightn't have seen
before? I think definitely that there's players in the team now that, you know, that are very good footballers, but they can mix it with anybody. You know, I think young Peter Crowley at number 6 is very traditional centre half back, very good going forward, but he's a tough centre half back. And I think David Morn has added a huge amount around the middle of the park, and has added then, you know, to an already very good midfielder in Anthony Maher. So you know, they've a lot of pace in the forward line, you know, with the two Guineas, Barry John on top of James O'Donoghue. You know, and I think Donegal Walsh has had a really good season up to this point. I'd have to say as well that I've been very, very impressed with Aidan O'Mahony, particularly the last two games. He's been top drawer in terms of everything you would expect from him in terms of, you know, the defensive side of things, but offensively he's just driving himself forward, and you can see that he's really, really, really pushing hard. So it's a big challenge. We know what's ahead of us. You have Killian Young as well and Mark O'Shea, very, very good ball players and very stylish ball players that can get up the field. So people will talk about the long ball onto to Kieran Donaghy and James O'Donoghue playing off him, but there's a lot more to this Kerry team. You know, they can deliver quality inside passes. They have a very strong running game. They have talented defenders and kick a score. Johnny Buckley on the 40, that means they're playing with three midfielders basically, which gives them a big foothold in terms of kickouts, and they've proved that on the kickouts that they're doing a lot of damage on their own kickouts, but they're also doing a lot of damage on the opposition's. So that's a big challenge for us. And that's a lot of challenges that I've just mentioned there now. And I suppose that's just the tip of the iceberg in terms of what they're going to bring to the table. So we've got to deal with all that, and we've also got to get ourselves right for what we want to deliver within the game ourselves.
Yeah, I suppose the rabbit out of the hat was Kieran Donaghy in the last two games against Mayo. He turned the first game, and it was a big influence the second game, and adds a new dimension. Kieran Donaghy was already a problem up front for most offences, but now there's a new dimension with Donaghy in there.
Yeah, oh, very much so, and I suppose, you know, they're a very talented group, and they're all very good kickers. So, you know, they can deliver a quality ball early and to Kieran Donaghy. But, you know, Eamon hasn't picked his team yet, you know, and he's a smart fella, and he always keeps different strategies for different teams as well. He is flexible in his approach, so I'm sure he'll pick a team that he feels that will get the job done, and that's what we're in the process of trying to do as well.
And there's even more to the coach back in training.
Yeah, and we wouldn't rule that out, and that's something we'll have to talk about and something we'll have to deal with if that is the case. But, you know, that will all come under their personnel anyway, and then from our own point of view we need to turn the light back on ourselves and really focus on ourselves and try and get our own performance level.
When you sit down to think about a team for, say, any game, and obviously for an All-Ireland final, you're facing Kerry, a different type of challenge, does the opposition shape your formation? Does it shape your thinking in terms of tactics?
It depends on the opposition, I suppose. You know, it depends on the opposition. You know, it depends what they bring to the table and what you feel that you can bring to the table. So it would, to an extent, I suppose. You know, it would vary between 10, 15, 20% in terms of how you would move things around and change things around. But there's a lot of things that are central to what we do, and you know, that we need to execute every day, and that's the main focus of our approach.
You nearly got the perfect game, didn't you, in the second half against Dublin?
We nearly got absolutely pasted after 20 minutes as well.
Yeah.
you know, so it's a very fine line.
Yeah,
it's a very fine line. What I would say is, I was very happy with their mindset a week out from the game, and I was very happy with their mindset in the hotel, and I was very happy with their mindset in the dressing room. And even when the game, we know, was 9-5 and they had the goal chance and stuff, I seen enough in the first 20 minutes to know that we were taking the game to them, we were asking questions off them. And then whenever we got the bit of a break and we started clicking into gear eventually, you know, you could see that sort of, when they were being really tested, you could see, you know, that sort of belief coming to the fore then when we were in a good position.
I know you spent some time in Kerry, you know, you played football down there. Are they different down there?
They're very passionate about their football. You know, you'll have huge crowds at club games down there. You know, there's a great interest in the sport down there. They're very demanding in terms of their supporters. You know, they expect All-Irelands and they expect to be in All-Irelands. And so the players are kind of programmed for that. That they understand that they need to be achieving all the time. And that's why, you know, somebody asked me earlier, you know, were you surprised for Kerry to be in the final? You'd never be surprised at Kerry being in the final, because you expect them to be there at the business end every single year. And that's a very strong mindset to have for a group of players to be getting in and believing that they should be there, and they're believing that they're going to win. And we know that that's going to be the case, that they're going to be going in to that game, you know, with 100% belief that they can win the match. And we have to try and get into the game with the same, similar mindset.
Eamon Fitzmaurice, do you know him? Have you come across him before?
No, well, I've met Eamon once or twice, but no, I wouldn't know him on a personal level. You know, I've been very impressed by him. You know, what he has done in a short space of time, and his flexibility in terms of his tactics. So He will be bringing things to the table and he will be asking questions of us, and we've got to try and preempt as many things as possible. And we mix things up ourselves, you know, and we're not afraid to do that, and hopefully we can bring things to the table as well.
You said earlier that you were happy with the vibe you were getting off the player that was coming off them ahead of the Dublin game. There seemed to be great euphoria and great excitement among yourself and indeed among the players after the game. You know, has that dampened down? Is it all eyes now on the final, or are we still maybe clapping?
No, I mean that was gone an hour after the match. You know, it was a big game. It was a big game for us. And again, All Ireland semi final is a big game, and any day you won it, it's a big occasion for the players, you know, and it's a moment to savour in their career. But very quickly, you've got to refocus. And to be fair, you could feel that on the bus, on the way down the road, you know, that it wasn't euphoric and it wasn't over the top. It was just very much we needed to get really back down quickly and prepare for this match, and I suppose that comes with experience as well. The experience of 2012, but also just experience. You know, we have a lot of players, I think maybe nine of our players that have 100 games plus played, so it's a lot of experience in the camp, and hopefully that stands them in good stead as well.
You probably have the edge over Kerry on in experience. I was looking at what I think there's something like 13 players from 2 years ago, and maybe that defeated Kerry in the quarterfinal. I think they have only about 7 or 8 there. They have a lot of young players.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean that mightn't necessarily be a bad thing. You know, I mean, our young players have been Oran Melillas and Ryan McHugh, and they've given us a completely new dynamic. So, you know, it's very difficult to read too much into that. They've been a huge part of our success this year, as has Derek O'Connor and Luke Keeney and these lads that have come in and upped the ante in training and pushed the older lads on. So I wouldn't read too much into that.
Yeah. So the desire really is to add another All-Ireland?
Oh, well, listen, when you're in the All-Ireland final, the only thing you want to do is win it, and we're there now. We know what's ahead of us. We know what they're going to bring, in a general sense. We know what they're going to bring to the table, their mindset, their confidence that they can win it, and their skill and their ability. We know all that. We've just got to match that now, and we've got to try and prepare as best we can to deliver the performance that hopefully is within us.
You study teams very well. I know it's only probably a week, you know. Do you believe that this Donegal team is capable of beating their Kerry?
I believe that Donegal team is capable of beating anybody on a given day, and if preparations go 100% according to plan, that if everybody is very focused, and then, you know, they do what they've done last week, and that is to leave everything out on the pitch, and you know, you've got to be able to leave it all out on the pitch if you want to beat a team of the calibre of Kerry.